30 20 5 4 3 2 1 Ignition sequence start. This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1 2 3
Go. Life Matters, a two-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin, hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Stop touching the microphone.
Good morning. I didn't. My hands are nowhere near the mic. Now.
Now. Good morning. Welcome to Life Matters on this huge Super Sunday.
It is. Yeah, it's going to be a busy day.
Who do you think is going to take it? Who do you think is going to win the game? Taylor?
Yeah,
Taylor Swift
probably.
Wins no matter what.
I'm sure.
Right.
The biggest bet is if she's going to be there in time.
She'll be there in time. Come on.
I think the Chiefs are going to take it.
I do, too.
San Francisco has been a horrible slow starter with Green Bay and with the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they can pull another second half out, not against the Chiefs. Chiefs are too good. They're too experienced. I don't see it happening.
I just think they've got the momentum. You know, defending champions. They've got all of this publicity surrounding them. They've managed to get more women than ever to watch the NFL because of Taylor. Now, remember, I said a few shows ago that I was never a huge fan of Taylor Swift. I just didn't. She is definitely growing on me.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's matured and she...
I think I referred you to a doctor to get that removed.
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah. And but if she'll just stay away from politics, that'd be good because that live the way that she does, and it's not exactly her fault, but people who live like that do not necessarily have a grip on
the
realistic struggles that everyday normal people have.
Yeah.
So I think that before you go and endorse one person or another, that you should also think about the fact that capitalism is what put you in the place that you're at, the freedom
right.
and ability to...
Right, the American lifestyle.
Uh-huh, to do
you
what you
change.
Want. And right, so I just think that if she just does that, maybe she'll continue to have a place in my brain a little bit. But, you know, she hasn't done that before. But I do believe that she's brought a lot of more positive.
Yeah, you can't deny it.
Right. To the NFL, and they have suffered, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a big difference between the attention that somebody like Colin Kaepernick brought
and
the attention that Taylor Swift is bringing.
Yeah,
so
when their anti-American kneeling and, you know, rants were going on, myself, a lot of people quit watching.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't deny she's done good for the NFL.
Right.
So I totally agree with you on that, and I agree with you on the politics thing. I also saw something about all these people that own their own planes, these private jet owners,
right?
You know, like Leonardo DiCaprio,
mm-hmm.
Need to keep their mouth shut or get rid of the plane,
right?
And I can't agree more. You're flying around and something like that, complaining about what I do, and I don't. You know, in a month, I don't spend a fraction of what you spend in one flight.
In a minute.
Right.
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 On a flight.
So,
right. Well, and now what I've read about her is that there is some way to buy into some kind of green, I don't know, like you can get credits for the, and I don't know how that works, and somehow you can get credit for, I don't know. I should look it up before I say anything.
Yeah.
I should look it up.
But
she does something to counteract what the carbon footprint is that she's leaving. Like she, and so, and I don't know if that's the case. I don't know. I mean,
right.
I would hope that, I believe that she's a little bit more modern, you know, she's got a little bit more of a modern take on it. Maybe she does try real. I mean, she's got the money to do whatever she wants,
right.
ever. So I think that she does have a conscience, and she does maybe
do
some of those things to help, you know, balance out the carbon footprint that she's leaving. But
and I don't know.
I also believe that, you have your own money and you can do whatever you want with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
So
and I don't know a lot about
her. She has
her.
A plane, she has a plane.
Right.
She got two, she's got two.
If you can afford to do it, do it. Just don't badmouth me for what I do
right.
when you're doing a, you know, doing yeah. something else.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, nobody pays for what I do. I
right.
pay for what I do.
Right.
You know, and I worked very hard for a long time to be able to do that.
Right.
So I don't want people telling me what to do any more than they do, but mm-hmm. they are.
Right.
And that's, to me, that's the big problem.
I think she's lightened up a little bit on that lately, but.
Well, she's around football players now.
Yeah.
Don't know what that means, but.
Let's see. I did have, I do have a little bit to say about, a little bit more to say about the Travis and Taylor thing. And I have really two words for people who are so interested in whether or not they're going to get engaged or what have, you know, whatever. My two words are butt out.
Yeah. It's nobody's business.
Right. Like, whatever.
Right.
Nobody cares. I mean, we do care. You know, you want everybody to be happy, but I mean, it's just like, it's just stop.
Right.
Just leave them alone.
I don't think their privacy should be invaded.
Yeah.
You know, leave them alone. Mm-hmm. Biggest problem with relationships is other people's noses.
Yeah. Yeah. Something else about the Super Bowl. Do you know about 16 million people call in sick on Monday after the Super Bowl in this country?
Well, there is a recovery process.
I think that's more than 16 million, but yeah.
Yeah, sounds right.
But it should be a good game with all the pageantry and everything.
Yeah.
I am a firm believer that there is only one national anthem, and so I do have a little bit of a problem with that.
There is
only one national anthem,
right.
And there should be no color difference because
no.
we are all Americans
right.
under one flag.
We're all one color. It's
right.
red, white, and blue. Yeah,
and
period.
I don't think that people should be singled out for their color, and I just think
either way,
that we,
positively or negatively,
right, right. Oh. So anyway, so that's I don't know about that, but I think Reba McEntire is singing the national anthem. If I'm right about that,
I have no idea.
I don't know. Yeah. I know. I thought I read that somewhere. I've just kind of stayed away. I just want to watch. I don't want to get all hyped up by the preview stuff and all of that kind of stuff. I just want to watch it as
right.
it goes.
You take
and
away
eat
all
my nachos.
The fancy stuff and all the BS and all that. It's
mm-hmm.
a football game.
Watch the game.
Go play
yeah.
football. Right.
And it'll be interesting to see. First time it's been in Las Vegas.
That's right.
And
I
even
really haven't been paying attention.
Yeah, and even Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce's families are probably not going to be in suites there because I guess they're something like $2.5 million.
Oh my God, the ticket prices are outrageous.
I know. I can't imagine.
3 or 4 weeks ago, they were saying they were $8,000 a ticket, and it's like every day it goes up a grand.
Oh, yeah, at least.
More, yeah.
At least, yeah.
I guess I'm not going to go this year.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, we might not make the flight
yeah.
at this point. But
start walking.
Yeah, I mean it'll be interesting to see how well they do hosting their first Super Bowl. I hope they do well. I think
right.
that I don't know. I think that a lot of these things are becoming cost prohibitive for people to just enjoy, and it's
right.
supposed to be an American pastime. And
yep.
boy, we certainly have the.
A lot of this stuff has been priced out of
yeah,
reach.
Out of normal people's
yep.
pricing, but. We used to always watch it on television.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Exactly.
That's fine.
Which
but,
I'm used to doing.
Yeah, I'm wanting the Chiefs to win. I do like the Chiefs. I liked them before Taylor came along. I am sort of a fan of Brittany, Patrick Mahomes' wife.
Okay.
Because I believe that she's outspoken. She really doesn't take any crap from anybody, and I kinda like that about her. You know, so let's just see what happens.
It's always a good thing. Yeah, I'm normally an NFC guy.
Yeah.
I don't like the AFC that much, but I really, really don't like the 49ers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't
know. They're in my top three.
Well, they're the ones that brought that hideous Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah,
to the
it goes
table,
way,
and
way back
I know
before
it goes
that.
Way back before
yeah.
that, but for you, but
yeah.
You
but
know,
yeah,
that
I,
was
yeah.
just such a black eye. He's just a
Well, and he's not. He's still not playing. So I think
he is not ever going to.
No,
play.
He won't.
Come on.
I think
he ruined his own. Yeah. Career.
Fate
period.
Kicked him in the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
So you know, I don't know. And he, you know, didn't do a lot of good for a lot of other people's careers
right.
either. So
I can tolerate a lot, but lack of patriotism, mm-hmm. I cannot.
Yeah. Yeah,
when you're bad-mouthing a country, disrespecting a flag.
Bad-mouthing your parents.
Right.
All
and you
it.
Know what?
Yeah.
Everybody out there, if you say they got a right to kneel, you're wrong. Mm. It's the American flag. They need to stand for it.
Right.
That's what we were brought up doing. Mm-hmm. That's showing respect to the country and the flag, period.
And I hope that whoever sings the national anthem this evening
sings it right.
Sings it correctly.
Yeah.
Don't put your reggae spin on it or whatever the heck, you know, people decide that they're going to do. But there's no putting a spin on this song. Just sing it
right.
with your beautiful voice. That's
right.
it. It's beautiful enough as it is. Don't change it.
Correct.
So anyway, we'll see. Interesting today. Interesting because of the questions that I have in my head that I want to ask him. Todd Krause joins us this morning. And Todd is running for mayor again. Now, Todd ran for mayor of Lake Geneva the last election and lost by very, very few votes.
Yeah, it wasn't many.
No, it was not many. I mean, like, kick yourself, not many.
Right.
He is running again. He's going to join us this morning. And I'm just going to tell you right now, my very first question to him is going to be, what's different this time?
Oh, okay.
What do you think? Why do you think this is going to be a different outcome? So we'll see what Todd has to say right after this. You're listening to Life Matters right here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters. Todd Krause joins us this morning. And I said at the end of the first segment that I already knew what question I was going to ask you first.
Sure.
And it's not the question that Tom thinks, which is, what the hell are you thinking? But you have decided to run for mayor again for the city of Lake Geneva.
Yep.
My question is, what's going to be different this time?
Well, again, I think last election, there was a lot of negative campaigning that mm-hmm. went on.
Yeah.
And I realized that when friends of mine throughout the city were calling me and saying, hey, Todd, just so you know, this is what's being told about you.
Right.
I had a hard time keeping up with it. It was a full-time trying to defend my position and who I am and who I stand for. And, of course, that's sad. I mean, you know, it's sad that we're in an environment that in the city of Lake Geneva that you have to constantly defend, you know, who you are and what you believe in and stand for.
Right.
So, you know, one of my main focuses with this campaign is as last campaign, I will still not negative campaign. I will not say anything negative about my opponent. If that means I lose, then I lose. But I would rather lose 100 campaigns by being honest about who I am and what I believe in than to win one election by being a negative campaigner like what's typical.
Right. And I got in trouble the last campaign because I said that my stand on any political, especially local politics, but really any political figure that gets elected needs to have some sort of business ownership or management experience. That's my opinion. That's who I vote for. I look for that experience. When I, you know, have mm-hmm. you run a business? Do you, because that's what you're doing.
Well, and if you look at the history of mayors in Lake Geneva, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead and look at the Wall of Fame in, mm-hmm. in City Hall. And what you'll discover is that the lion's share of those were, if not a business owner, they were, you know, executives of companies that essentially were in the same role as what an owner is. And certainly you folks know as much as I do, as a business owner, it's not a once a month kind of address what's cooking. It's a day-to-day, hour-by-hour update. And, you know, as a business owner, you have a constant pulse on the environment and the people and the job security. Yeah, exactly.
Or you don't stay above water.
Right. You know. Yeah. I just, you know, again, it comes down to numbers, mm-hmm. right? And if you cannot keep a city in the black, then you or a business in the black, then you're probably not going to keep the city in the black either. And the but it's the decisions looking far, far forward into the future, you know, that you make based on what's going on today that will have an effect, you know, going forward so far. For instance, Hillmore, right? I know.
It
Stop
always
laughing.
Comes up. Yeah.
It always comes back to that because it's so top of people's mind right now.
Well, in Hillmore, you know, and I'm glad I can say it here so everybody listening can understand my position on Hillmore. Mm-hmm. It's very clear. First of all, last night I read through the resolution that was adopted when the property was bought by the city, which was very, very specific as to what Hillmore could be used for.
Right.
And for all time. So not just a temporary thing. Essentially, it can be only used for public kind of uses and or nonprofit. And that's it.
Right.
So the notion that anybody thinks that any form of development, such as a strip mall or housing or anything, could ever be built on that property, it's very clear cannot. And it's in the deed restrictions of what the city agreed to with the seller. So let me repeat that. It can only be used for public use and or a nonprofit and nothing more or less.
Where do you think the why, I mean, how do you feel about the why going in there and all that? Because I will just, let me just tell you, I have said to the CEO at the Y, I have said to many, many people that I do not feel like that is something that will happen because I don't believe that the city is willing to spend the money on the infrastructure and prep that would have to go into allowing anybody to build anything on that property. And I think it's too far in the future. You know, that plan would be too far into the future for the Y to feasibly be able to make their upgrades and do their things in the, again, well, in the near future, like they really need to do. I just don't think it's going to happen.
What a perfect location for
I
the Y.
I didn't say
can
it
you
wasn't
imagine
perfect.
The unlimited things they could do out there?
Yep.
Beautifying that property and using it for the community, exactly what everybody wants.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's a win-win.
And my take is very clear on this. First of all, we maybe have the cart a bit ahead of the horse here in this whole program. I did attend the last ad hoc committee for Hillmore. There was some good information that was brought forth. They've talked about how they've zoned the property. You know, there's a lot of wetland, and they've zoned certain areas for possible future development, such as the Y or Children's Museum or what have you. But I think at this point, what needs to happen is, well, first of all, they need to finish their project, which is to put together what some possible uses for the Hillmore property would be. And then what we need to do, and that would be the role of the mayor, and that's one of the reasons I really want to pursue becoming the mayor, is you need to put before the people in form of a referendum what ideas are being presented by the ad hoc committee and the expenses that will be incurred by those particular projects.
Right.
Because again, going back to the restriction, there is no revenue that is going to be generated at Hillmore.
None.
And so it's really important for the taxpayers to know that, you know, whatever does go out there, it's going to have to be
paid for by
the taxpayers.
Right.
I want to say something too before I forget very clearly. My approach on this is there's Todd Krause, the taxpayer, which I have one little vote is in the lineup of thousands of people. And then there's Todd Krause, the potential mayor.
Mm-hmm.
As the mayor, my job would be to very clearly, unwaveringly represent the people.
Right.
And this has to, Hillmore is owned by the people, and it has to be decided by the people what projects go out at Hillmore, period.
Mm-hmm.
And so in our own ordinance, we're required that anything $1.5 million or greater has to go for a referendum. So, but I think, again, to summarize, we have to get it to where it's at a master plan after the people have decided what they want to do.
So then can I ask then, if that's our ordinance, how did we buy it in the first place without a referendum?
That's a good question, probably for the attorney.
Oh.
But it was bonded, and it's a good question I do not have the answer to, because it was a settlement of a lawsuit, which one can argue that whether or not there were, I know when I was on city council years ago, we were faced with a Hillmore lawsuit. We were also faced with a Maribel Hummel lawsuit, if you guys recall those.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in both cases, while anybody can sue anybody, they didn't have a case against the city particularly. And so, therefore, in the end of those, the insurance company paid whatever, $1 million or $2 million in settlement that was paid for out of the insurance, but not by the people.
Right.
So, you know, one can argue really how valid this lawsuit was and whatever. But in the end, the taxpayers paid $6 million for the property.
We're talking with Todd Krause, Lake Geneva mayor candidate, once again. So this campaign this time maybe is a little different because, again, you lost by what?
Oh, it was about 40 votes or so, roughly. Like, yeah.
Like nothing. Mm-hmm. It was
close.
Very close. How will you conduct this campaign differently? I mean, I get the communication thing and the transparency, and that has never been in question with regard to your candidacy and where you stand on things.
Right.
Like, we're very clear on where you stand. And so do you see any differences in how you might do things this time?
Well, again, you know, the first time around, there's a learning curve to it, and like anything in life. And so now in hindsight, there would have been things I would have done different had I known. Mm-hmm. To answer your question, I mean, I am really going to try hard to door to door, because I think that's probably the best method for people to meet, you know. And the funny thing is, I've lived here for 58 years,
right?
And you get this notion that, oh, I've been here forever. People know me. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows. Well, that's not the case. We've had a lot of people move into the city.
The only person that every single person knows in this city is Sean Payne.
Sean Payne, yeah. And I will say for the record, Sean is 100% one of my major endorsers for being mayor. And so if you need any character reference and you're listening, call my friend Sean Payne and he'll
clarify.
Just say
it. You knew I was going to say that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody knows
even
him.
For all the people that do know you, you still have that everyday guy and the political side. You know, they know your character.
Yeah.
But, you know, getting to know what your goals are and what you plan on doing for the city and stuff
and how they align
totally
with their own. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And that's important. I mean, you know, in a real quick summary, you know, I believe in fiscal responsibility. And one of the things that did arouse me back into running for mayor this year was, man, looking at, you know, the money that's being spent, you know, a $9 million bond note that's being talked about right now and pursued with, you know, millions in reserve that are undesignated. And of course, the $6 million, which will really be $7 million for Hillmore once it's done.
Right.
And that's before we even talk about anything that's being developed in terms of cost. So, but that, and that, and besides that, then there's the whole city. You know, one of the things that I do want to make sure I'm very clear about is I believe in supporting police and fire and all the entities, public works, you know, and supply them with what they need financially.
Yeah, because we don't have anything without police department, fire department, and public works. Period. End of story. You don't have a city if you don't have that protection.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I spent 25 years of my life. I was an EMS, EMTI. I was an instructor for Gateway. I worked at Lakeland ER, worked in squads in Iowa and Wisconsin. So, I mean, I have a good sense of what they need and how that whole business operates. And kudos to both chiefs, fire and police, for doing a great job. And, you know, and I, as mayor, they will for sure be continued supported and in every sense of the word.
Well, I have always said that the number one thing in the budget should be first responders. Mm-hmm. In any city budget, the number one thing has to be the first responders, because, again, you have nothing if you are not protecting your city from tragedy, crime, whatever.
Keeping,
then you fund
safe.
Safety is number one.
Right. Then you figure out how much you need to spend on the people that actually keep the city running. Now, one of the questions that has come up over and over again is, the salaries of some of the people at City Hall are pretty healthy. Like, very healthy, mm-hmm. given the size of this city. Where do you stand? Well, I mean, I guess that falls back under fiscal responsibility.
Well, again, this is, again, one of the things that kind of awakened me back into wanting to run for mayor. I mean, I'm not sure about you two, but the last time I got a 34% raise in my salary was never.
Never?
And
ditto.
You know,
we fought for a 1% raise for years.
And trust mm-hmm. me, I'm a performance-based person. So, mm-hmm. I mean, if the person that's being paid those salaries are doing what they need to do, great. It is what it is. But, you know, right now, as I see it, there's so many issues where the mayor's really dropped the ball. I mean, this whole personnel committee has hardly even met all year. Mm-hmm. And our ordinance is very clear about the expectations of what that committee does and so forth. But right now, yeah, I look at having what the highest paid clerk maybe in the state.
Right.
And I'm not sure, you know, and again, I'm not faulting the clerk or the administrator or whomever, but I'm saying, where's the accountability for these kind of numbers? And, as mayor, you know, I'll look at that stuff. And we're fair. We're not looking to get rid of employees necessarily, but we want to make sure that the taxpayers are getting what they're paying for.
Exactly.
Well, you should be accountable for where you're budgeting your money. And if you're grossly overpaying people, it's something you need to answer to.
Right.
Well, correct.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's been a lot of the talk about, you know, especially, you know, during budget season mm-hmm. and people were like, whoa.
Well, and at the end of the day, it's all about accountability.
Right.
And the role of the mayor is to be that person who oversees all of that. Mm-hmm. Right. So mm-hmm. I think there's been a lack of that.
Especially when you got people out there suffering just to make ends meet, you know, gas in the car, or bread in the fridge. And to see, you know, others getting raises like that, it's a hard pill to swallow.
Especially when you look at the circumstance, you know, we are not Milwaukee. We are not some huge. I mean, you got to.
But even up there, that kind of a percentage of a raise.
Well, that's true.
That's
the 34%. Yeah.
But see, I've always had an interesting take on it. You, if you peel away the Lake Estates, mm-hmm. and you get kind of just the city, we're just a middle class city. And middle class residents. And, you know, when you talk about these exorbitant numbers, you know, it's hard for us to get startup families mm-hmm. that can afford to live in the city, especially when the taxes. And then you go to the other end of the spectrum and you have all the great seniors in the city that are, you know, many of which are on fixed budgets.
Right.
You know, for them to maintain their homes. I mean, I can tell you, I'll be candid, my house on Wisconsin Street, my taxes went up $3,000 or 20%.
Wow.
In 1 year. And when you want to talk about fiscal responsibility, last year the mayor approved a budget with a $1.8 million deficit.
Right.
Now, approving a budget with a $1.8 million deficit is not approving a budget.
No.
So, you know, and then, of course, the budgets went up $1 million this year. Mm-hmm. So, and again, if it's valid and accounted for, that's fine. But we have people that are trying to make ends meet, and taxes are real.
Right. And it's even a tougher pill. It's like you said, it's a tougher pill to swallow. It's one thing when, you know, the economy's great and everything, and you're kind of like, okay, well, all right. Okay. But right now,
especially when
it's not working.
You're not within your budget.
Right.
You can't budget outside of your budget. That's like you said, that's not a budget.
It's not a budget, no. Right.
And you only got $10 million to work with, but I'm going to use 12.
Right.
That's not a budget.
And then you turn around and say, we're going to, you know, we're going to nickel and dime parking, and we're going to nickel and dime this, and we're going to nickel and dime that, which is basically another tax on people who are already struggling to make sure that they're paying their business bills and they're doing their, you know, and making payroll and doing all that. It's just another tax.
Yeah. Right.
You just don't look at it like that.
No.
And it's got to, that circle, that vicious circle has got to stop.
Well, right. And, you know, I sort of feel like we're at a candy store spending all sorts of money, but the bank books haven't arrived yet. Mm-hmm. So there's going
to
be a day where, you know, where you might think that, you know, you don't, everything is fine and dandy, but it's going to come around the corner at some point. You know, and I've always said, too, I really believe, and this is my hope or my encouragement for this election season, too, is, you know, there's a good portion of the public that don't really care about city politics. They don't pay attention to it, and that's their choice, and that's fine, you know. But this is a good example. I think we're this particular season, we're in a real pivotal point for the city, needing some solid leadership that really is going to, you know, represent the people, be honest with the people about here's what things are going to be costing. You know what? It's your city. The taxpayers own everything. They own the streets. They own the police department. They own the fire department. Mm-hmm. They own City Hall. They own Hillmore. So you guys are the key holders of what happens in the future. And again, I'm glad we own Hillmore, and I think it's neat, but we have to do the job right now.
Right.
And we can't rush it. We have to make sure it's...
Right. Well, I drove past Hillmore this morning coming in here, and I got to tell you, with all the arguing and all the years of bickering about the Hillmore property, and I have no dog in this fight. I don't live in Lake Geneva. Mm-hmm. This is just my opinion. But it is disgusting, that whole property, because it looks horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And all these battles and all the money put into it and all the finger pointing and the yelling and screaming, and it's getting worse every day. You know, it's beyond a black eye. It's a sick joke now.
Right.
You know, and it's the taxpayers' responsibility, and nothing's happening.
Right. Well, just, and number one, did the taxpayers really want the responsibility? No. They didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't. I mean, it's to me, and you may or may not have this opinion, but many, many people were gaslighted about the advantages of owning this property.
Right.
The city should not be in business owning this piece of property. They should not. They should also have never denied over and over and over and over and over again plans put forth by responsible developers to develop that property.
Right.
So it would be an asset to the city, to the county, to the taxpayers. They had to buy it because they were going to get sued for saying no over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So you spent $6-7 million to get out of a $50 million lawsuit. That is not responsible government.
No. Well, insurance may have paid that lawsuit too. You know,
maybe,
right? But
maybe
then
not.
What's the cost of the increase in insurance that the taxpayers are responsible for? I mean, how long do you kick that liability down
right
the
after
road?
The whole Maribo incident?
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, it's like out of the frying pan and into the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and again, you know, half the people are very excited about the notion of owning Hillmore. The other half are not.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, as mayor, it would be my responsibility to just again, you know, say, look, they budgeted $242,000 this year for Hillmore that, you know, is intended for whatever, you know, either grant matching or, you know, to your point, trying to get the property so it's at least presentable from Highway 50.
I was gonna say,
but then, you know, as I'm campaigning, people come up to me and they're like, you know, look, how is it that the city can afford to budget $242,000 for Hillmore, but we have playground equipment that's in disarray?
Right.
And, you know, so, I mean, it goes the whole spectrum.
Oh, sure.
Completely wide. But,
well, I think you're right. I think that you have to have leadership that has a different set of priorities.
Right.
I mean, the mayor, and that's fine, she's made it very clear over the years that Hillmore was a top priority to her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But if that's a top priority, why does it look the way it does?
Well, I'm sure we'll have the opportunity to ask
her. Is that a reflection of the administration or?
I think you're right.
But
I
at this
think
point,
that,
you know, we own it. So now it's.
Right. Yeah. We're stuck with it.
Gotta
now
do with
it's.
It.
Right. Again, I won't say stuck or not with it. But I mean, at this point, it's our obligation to look at our own city ordinances and say we have to maintain this land according to our own ordinances.
Right.
Otherwise, and really, if you think about it, we're in violation of our own city ordinances and as to its condition.
Yeah.
Now, you can't go to that house down the street and tell them that they have to clean up their yard when you've got the biggest yard in the city.
Exactly.
But
and you bring up a valid point about, you know, that's not the only thing in the city. Absolutely.
Right.
Everything needs maintenance every year, no matter what it is.
Right.
And don't get me wrong. I, you know, DPW is doing a great job, and everyone is doing their job. But now you're adding several hundred acres of property to the program with, you know, no pretense as to how to fund it other than taxpayers funding it. You know,
right? So, and throwing money at it, like when you said, you know, 240,000 or whatever it was.
242,000.
Okay, budgeted for Hillmore to do what? Cut the grass?
Well, so currently, and I did, as I said, I did attend the ad hoc committee, and again, I will give some credit to a couple of presenters that did a very nice and very informative job at that meeting. And so currently they're trying to work on doing some grant matching things. So the 242 would double in some cases. But the problem with that is it's very specific on these grants as to what you can or cannot do.
Right.
You know, in a perfect world, I think it's just going to be to try to get Hillmore cleaned up a little bit so people can at least walk some trails and things like that, and so they can appreciate
something.
The property they own.
Right. Right. But I am 110% in agreement that something has to be done to better gauge what the now owners of Hillmore, the taxpayers, want to do with that property, because I think that there are a lot of people out there that were not represented with this decision. I don't live here either. Like Tom and I, we're
right.
I mean, I live in this office, but anyway, I truly believe that the people who have the business expertise have the common sense of, okay, what are we going to do with this in 5 years? How much is this going to cost in 5 years? You know, this is something that we have to maintain perpetually. Those people who were aware of that were grossly underrepresented in this decision.
Well, and I think the other thing too, me included, I didn't realize that the restrictions were so upon the sale.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact that
can't do anything with it.
That we are, you know, we are locked as to basically very limited things that we can do out there.
But you blame them for demanding that?
No, because it makes sense.
Right.
I mean, if you're not going to give it to me, then you can't have it
either. Right.
Exactly.
Deal. But again, my role, if I'm elected mayor, is going to be very clear that I'm not going to be in a little glitch of people that want a golf course or want this or that. I'm going to be there to represent the people very clearly, and I'm going to be there to overly inform them, because the greatest thing that's missing in anything in life is communication.
Oh, absolutely.
And I will, at every opportunity I have, I'll take a monthly, bath with all the people to say, hey, here's what you need to know about it and resolve it. But at the end of the day, it's not about Todd Krause. It's about the taxpayers of Lake Geneva being represented properly to decide what to do.
Well, 100% lack of communication is why we don't have a parking garage.
Correct.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
They did not communicate the advantages of having that parking garage back when we had the money and when we
had the place.
They did not properly communicate that, and it fell, and now we still will struggle forever with parking.
Yep.
So you're absolutely right. The communication is the key, because you're right. There's so many rumors that fly. It's a small town.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the rumors that fly around,
right?
And no, people, just like you just said, people don't realize how restrictive it is. You can't put anything that may make any kind of profit on that property forever.
Well,
that's the deal they made.
And that's why I said it, because during the campaign season, I'm sure it will come up that, well, he wants to completely develop Hillmore. In fact, the last election,
remember,
if you recall,
the ad?
There was a full-page ad that was taken out by the Friends of Hillmore that said all he wants is development on that property. Well, the truth of the matter is, even though I don't, it's not even an option.
Right. Doesn't matter what you want, really.
But, right.
Yeah, and it's not about me.
And honestly, it's not about you.
No.
It's about what the taxpayers want with it. You can want whatever you want. But the fact is that you are elected.
Right. Yeah.
And so you have to do what we say.
Yeah, and going back to your clean campaign, and that's why I applaud you for that, because the mudsling is, it's disgusting. I'm tired of it. It happens every time we have elections.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really embarrassed for the people who listen to it. And
believe it.
Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
yeah. you have a thought of your own once in a while. Mm-hmm. Look into some stuff.
Well, and that's my plead. You know, my goal is to earn your trust and respect, but the only way I can do that is if you allow me to tell you who I am and what I believe
right.
in my platform.
You mean you got to listen?
But you know, please. I guess my only plea is, don't assume what anybody's telling you about me. Please come to me and or call me, or I'll come by you and
You know. Well,
and I'm not asking for your vote necessarily. I'm just saying, here's who I am. If you believe in who I am and what I believe in, then. You know, maybe
you should vote for what you want, way the city to go. But it starts with listening.
Mm-hmm.
Shut your mouth, open your ears, listen to what's being told, and then do a little looking.
And did you see any negative newspaper ads from Todd Crousey last year?
No. I do not remember seeing
nothing.
Any.
Nothing.
No.
And when I went door to door, it was all, here's what I can do for the city. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm. How do people get in touch with you when they have these questions?
Yeah. So I set up a Facebook page that's Todd for Mayor of Lake Geneva. I started it a week ago, and I've got just over 400 friends already.
Nice.
Awesome.
So if anybody in the city that would like to go to Todd for Mayor of Lake Geneva, click on there, and I'll link you on as a friend.
Okay.
And I'm using that kind of as a platform to communicate. I've actually had a lot of Q&As on it. It's been great. So that's probably the best method, or certainly – my phone number, 262-215-0514. One more time, 262-215-0514. Call me, and I'll meet with you. And today I'm actually starting my door-to-door campaigning.
Nice.
I've got brochures we'll be handing out. And if you're interested in a sign, you can message me on Facebook.
Right.
Well,
I know that after the last campaign, you weren't sure if you would try again. I remember talking to you about this, and you're like, you know. But I'm glad that you are.
Thank
because
you.
I I'm going to get in trouble for, quote, probably endorsing you or whatever. Again, I can't vote, so it doesn't matter how I feel. And this is my opinion, and I'm allowed to give that. But again, I just think that a business person needs to take the helm here at this point. You know, it is what it is with the history. And it doesn't mean that the current mayor hasn't done great things for this city. Mm-hmm. I 100% believe that there are some great things, but I also believe that between her and we didn't even get a chance to get into the council.
Right.
I believe that some changes have to be made in order to ensure a better fiscal future for Lake Geneva. I just, fiscally, this is not the road that we need to be going down. And I think that a business person has to do it. And I don't know. That's just, that's where I stand.
I
and so it could be you sitting here. It could be any other person that owns a business and has run a business and has lived here all of his life. And I would still feel that way. I feel that way about not just local and state, but also, you know, our federal elected officials as well, that you've got to be able to run a business because that's what you're doing.
Well, the city of Lake Geneva is a business.
That's right.
Absolutely it is.
That's right. Yep. So, Todd, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure that we will see you again.
I hope so.
Before the election. And, one quick question. Who's going to win the Super Bowl tonight?
You know what? I'm going to actually root for the 49ers.
Oh!
I'm sorry. I'm probably I love the Kelce Swift thing, but,
you're a 49ers fan, are you?
No. I'm not a 49ers fan. I just, I guess they're the underdog.
Yeah,
so I'm going to go with the underdog.
So you're going to root for the underdog. Yeah.
Too bad the Packers aren't there, but that's a whole nother topic.
I can't ever
root for
the 49ers.
Yeah. I do want to say the Packers had a great season.
They did.
I mean,
they came a long ways.
They were
this close.
Yep.
The fire was there.
I think we've got a good future with Jordan Love.
Yeah.
So
they finished on fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And usually I don't walk away from a loss very well, but the loss to the 49ers.
Wasn't too bad.
What a game.
Yeah. It was.
What a game.
Yeah. It was incredible. Not to mention our own Lake Geneva Badgers. They were
That
I'll tell you what. That was just such an enjoyable season.
Mm-hmm.
And as a recovering music teacher over at Bigfoot High School and having been to plenty of football games.
Right.
It was fun. My wife and our That's kids cool. really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. So
yep.
Awesome.
That, yeah, it was a great season. Yeah. It was a great season. We've talked about getting the coach on sometime here within the next few months. He's been super, super busy. And
sure.
we're going to reach out to him and chat with him about how he feels after the season and what he's looking forward to coming up. But in the meantime, Todd for Lake Geneva Mayor, that's what you're looking forward to. Check him out on Facebook. And, of course, if you have any questions, he'll answer them right away. Thanks so much for joining us.
No, thanks for having me. It's been great.
Good to see you again.
Take care.
We'll wrap up the show right after this on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
I'm excited about next Saturday.
About the YMCA auction?
Mm-hmm.
I am
it's
too.
Viva Lake Geneva. It's a Las Vegas theme.
I'm hesitantly anticipating the event. The event is awesome. I can't wait to go.
It always costs you a lot of money.
Well, yeah, it usually costs us some money, but I have three things that I'm concerned about.
Okay.
And it's a combination of the three things. It would be Amy, Joey, and Nancy together in the same place. With alcohol.
We're not that bad.
No, you're not. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
We have a good time together, the three of us.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. And that's why sometimes I'm a little worried.
Well, that's why we bring you along for security.
Right.
You're supposed to keep us in check.
Yes, I'm supposed to.
Right. So good luck.
Right.
Yeah.
My point is made.
Oh, anyway, it's going to be a good time. If you haven't gotten your tickets, you might want to... I'm not sure if they're sold out. I'm sure they probably are, if I had to guess.
I would think, yeah.
Yeah, but if just in case you are interested, it's at the Forum at the Grand Geneva. Just go on the Lake Geneva YMCA website and see if you are interested for some reason in attending last minute. I have no idea if it's still, honestly, absolutely no idea, but I know, there's people looking in the windows.
I know.
I don't know.
Nobody's
even supposed to be here.
I feel like a monkey in a zoo.
What the heck? Anyway.
Is that a recording sign on for a reason?
Yeah, great interview with Todd Krause. We will have the mayor in, obviously, to talk a little bit about what she's done and everything. I don't have a problem necessarily with some of the things that have happened. And... I can see that we need a different way forward. We'll see what happens, but
my mom lives here, my mother-in-law lives here. I have friends that live here, and I'm with you. I have no say in anything. I have my opinion, and that's it. But I think about them and I feel their frustration because they're, unhappy with some of the things, not everything, but
the one thing that is 110% on target with the way Todd wants, presents his candidacy is communication.
Yep.
Communication, communication, communication. And not just, you got to take the good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay.
Right. It's not all roses.
No. And I don't know. I'm.
But
the Hillmore thing is such a stick in people's side. That was not appropriately communicated to the public. Exactly
right.
What was happening and understand exactly why this is happening. The only reason why you taxpayers now own Hillmore is because they were going to get sued again.
Right.
Period.
Right. And it comes back to the communication.
Mm-hmm.
And good things are easily, you can excuse the communication on because it was good.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be plenty of bad out there. It's just life. We all know that. There's good and there's bad. But you got to talk about both.
And even the people, for instance, like the Friends of Hillmore group, that is not how they wanted to acquire that property.
Mm-hmm.
Under a threat.
Right.
Okay? So just remember, and that's not the mayor. That's not even the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
That's the council. That's the city council that, just kept turning down and turning down and turning down, potential development aspects. And so it's going to be a long-term liability now.
Oh.
And the taxpayers deserve to voice their opinion on exactly what they think should happen with that. Although it doesn't really matter because the contract under which they purchased the property inflicts great restriction.
Doesn't let you do anything anyways.
On what you can do with it. So you're going to be paying for it forever because they're never allowed to make any money
off
of it.
And I think the hardest thing for everybody, and of course this is my opinion, is there is no visible progress with it.
Nope.
Nothing is happening.
I mean, I don't even know where the goats were. I was going to bring that up to Todd, but I didn't.
Yeah, that was a bad idea.
Oh, anyway. All right, let's talk about some other stuff that's going on. We will have the mayor on soon and kind of do some follow-up questions with her as well. You know, what would she do differently this time? I mean, there's a lot of things we can talk to her about as well.
Right.
And we will do that. But let's talk about some other things that went on around the world last week. Can I just bring up one thing? And I know you just don't care about this whatsoever, but...
Sure, bring it up.
I don't know why people keep interrupting actual winning... I don't know how to say it. Beyonce has not won a Grammy for album of the year because she has not produced an album of the year. Okay?
Makes sense.
And Jay-Z and who was the other guy that went up and interrupted Taylor Swift all those years ago to say, Beyonce had the greatest song, whatever. Okay, stop it. You're making her look like an idiot, first of all.
Right.
Second of all, her songs have absolutely zero substance to them whatsoever. I think that there's like many songs of hers that have a total of like 9 different words in them. Otherwise, it's just the same crap over and over again. But to like, how embarrassing is that? I would never want my husband to get up there and do something like that and you know, say, what, you know, stop making my wife a loser. Like,
well, if she's got nothing to compete with,
she's not winning.
She's not a loser. She's just not in the competition.
She's just, right. So, oh my God, that just aggravated me. Another thing, President Biden. Okay. How can the Democratic Party move forward in any way with the presumption that he is going to be the nominee after the report came out last week? And
I don't know.
How can you, as an American, move forward and be okay with the fact that no charges are going to be filed against him for having classified documents that he took as senator and vice president, which is grossly against the law?
Right. He can't do that.
But yet Donald Trump is facing charges for documents that he had under the recommended lock and key, by the way,
mm-hmm.
that the Secret Service told him to do, or whoever it was, where Biden just had him in his garage and was actually dictating to the ghostwriter from classified documentation during a session when they were writing his memoirs, reading from classified information that he shouldn't have had in the first place to someone completely outside the government.
Well,
you tell me how we can move forward with any kind of legitimate justice system when you see such a complete difference in how these two crimes, supposed crimes, are being handled.
I honestly believe that a lot of people, I'd love to put a number on it, but I can't, don't hear it. They don't get it. They're not hearing it. They don't understand it. They are blinded by the media and by their own hatred for a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this witch hunt after that man that's been going on for over 7 years has brought up nothing. You know,
nothing.
Colorado kicking him off the ballot because of his involvement in January 6th. He wasn't convicted of any involvement in
January 6th.
He wasn't
even charged with anything.
Right. That was his. That's their opinion.
Right.
And they're doing it. This is a solo attack against a person that is standing up to the Democratic Party and beating them.
Mm-hmm.
And they hate him so much that they're going to do whatever they can to lock him up, whatever. My opinion, my prediction, if he doesn't go to prison, which I don't think he will, And if he's put on that ballot, he'll never make it to the election. Because I think the last their last-ditch effort will be to kill him.
Trump?
Honest to God, yes. And that's this is the difference. The Democratic Party does not get held responsible for anything that they do. There's always some BS lie to get them out of it.
Right.
The Republican Party, namely Donald Trump, is being attacked from all different directions for stuff he hasn't done, or at least they haven't been able to prove he did.
Right.
But they're still going after him, and we're still allowing it to happen.
Well,
how many
still
billions have we spent? Yeah.
It's, Donald Trump is the reason why the border is open.
No.
And you know what?
Because he
closed
it.
Nobody believes that. Not even Democrats. So, like, who are you trying to fool at this point?
Right. He left office with a great economy.
Yeah.
And that was ruined. And they say it's coming back, which I'm not seeing it.
No, it's not. Well, and like the jobs numbers. Okay, we created. You didn't create those jobs.
No, those are still vacant jobs that are out there.
Right. Those jobs were lost during COVID, and you don't get to take credit for bringing back or increasing the number of jobs, because there's where you're, you know, it's a word salad, right? There, you know, it's just.
Right. And
it's so far, and it's so far out of control.
Yeah. There's employers out there still begging people to come to work.
Yep.
And they won't even show up.
Yep. Well, that's a generational issue.
It is. 100% true it is. But how can you say the economy's coming back when we're paying $3 for a dozen of eggs, which is ridiculous? Gas prices are bouncing 50 cents, depending on where you're going. Mm-hmm. 2 to 3 days, it's a 50-cent swing.
Well, and somebody said last week, too, something that you know nobody wants to say out loud, which is once the prices go up, they don't go back down.
No.
I mean, when have you ever seen, just like your taxes.
Right.
Your taxes don't ever go back down. No. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And so, like, we're stuck. And we've got to start. The only solution is for people to be able to hold on to more of their income and to have more of their income in order to cover. And Joe Biden is never, and his team, they're never going to see that happen. And as a matter of fact, they're just going to continue to cost us money.
Absolutely.
So it just, I have one more thing I want to cover real quick. We're running short on time. I am 150% proud of the people that made sure that Ethan Crumbly's mom got convicted of 4 counts of manslaughter in Michigan last week.
Right.
She was the mom that Ethan Crumbly shot 4 of his students, killed 4 of them, and then others were injured last year in Michigan. They had actually called the parents to the school that morning, had a conference based on drawings and things that he had written about blood everywhere and killing people and all these kinds of things.
All the flags.
All of the red flags right there in black and white in front of them.
Right.
The parents refused to take him home. Refused to take him to a doctor anywhere, refused to take him out of that school, said they had to go back to work, went back to work, and a few hours later, he had done this crime with a gun that his, I believe, mother had purchased.
Right. That's the way I understand
helped
it.
Helped him purchase.
Yeah.
And so, yes, she should have been convicted.
Absolutely.
She had it in her control to prevent this, and she blatantly just showed complete negligence for her own child and probably should have been charged with more than just 4 counts of manslaughter.
Right.
They carry 15 years apiece. I can't remember. I don't know that I read whether they would be consecutive or not.
I think that'll all be in sentencing, which will come up in a little while.
Right. So
and Dad's
but,
next because he's got to go to court yet too.
Well, he might as well plea now because there's no way he won't.
Well, you know,
he won't go down for
kudos
it.
Kudos for the court. You're responsible for your children.
Right.
And start making them behave, folks.
Right.
You know, the
spanking here and there isn't going to kill him.
No.
Right.
Good God, my parents wouldn't have did to me what
Can
they did.
Can you imagine?
I don't know what would have happened to me.
I mean, there's just like, I mean, that silence is consent.
Yeah.
I mean, those parents basically said, sure, go ahead and behave that way.
Think about your last trip to the store. It seems like every time you walk past some kid that's crying and screaming about wanting a toy or candy or whatever, and to shut him up, they're handed the toy or the candy. That's not how you do it.
Well, that's not how parents should do it.
No.
But grandparents do that sometimes.
No, that's different. But But as grandparents, we don't do it either.
Yeah.
You know, now, they want to go outside and play on a quad or something. That's fine.
Right, right.
But you're going to earn it.
Right. I just, that was just, I was so happy that she got, because that sets a precedent.
Yep.
And
it made
me
smile.
And hopefully it's a precedent that continues because, and not just with parents, there are red flags everywhere that people ignore. And they stand back and say, oh, well, I didn't know if I could. No, you should have said something.
Well, what about the school?
I
mean, and I'm not,
well,
this
and
isn't
I haven't
the school's
even gotten
fault.
Into that.
It's not the school's fault. It's on the parents first. Let me put it that way. It's on the parents first. But if the school is showing them all these red flags, all these statements and all this stuff, they should have kicked him out of school.
Right.
You need to take him with you. No, we got to go to work. Well, he's going with you because he's
somewhere.
Out. He's suspended.
He's not coming here.
Right. And there should have been a school resource officer in there with him. Don't know if there was or not.
Right.
And if there was, I take that back. But that kid should have been removed from school that day.
Removed
right
from
then
the
and
property
there.
And banned until things got
And if mom
rectified.
And dad wouldn't do it, then you call the PD in and deal with them on neglect. Because this kid's an obvious problem.
It's called an ED.
He's got to go. He's your responsibility. You take him with.
Right.
We've had that here before. Not that same situation.
Right.
But where parents needed to take their child, whatever.
Right.
And they said, no, we're not doing it. Oh, yeah, you are. That's your child.
Right.
You're responsible.
They're not. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
You're leaving, and so are they.
Right. Yeah, I think that probably a lot of parents sat back and said, yeah, I'm responsible for my kid. She should have been responsible for hers,
well,
too. So
for those who needed it, I hope it was an eye-opener. For everybody else that's doing it the right way, kudos to you, and keep up the good work.
For sure. For sure, because that definitely far outweighs the...
Oh, God.
Good far definitely outweighs the bad, but whoa, that was... That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Anyway.
It's scary that it even happened.
Well,
I couldn't imagine.
Can you imagine?
My son would have been carried out of that school.
Your son would have been dragged out of the school by the scruff of his neck by your wife.
Well, we'd have been fighting to get to him.
You would have had to stand in line. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. No, absolutely. That, no, never
and my
tolerated.
Kids would have never.
No. But
parent
you
kids
know, the
aren't
way
afraid
that,
of their parents anymore.
Right. The way that I was brought up, the way that your kids were brought up, I was wondering what I knocked over.
No,
the way I was brought up, I never would have thought of doing anything like that. That wouldn't have been tolerated.
Right. No. Yeah.
And the whole whining for what I want, that never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I may have done it, but it never worked.
Didn't work.
No. And public floggings are embarrassing and painful.
Right.
Yes, Mom, I was talking about you.
Anyway, all right. That wraps it up for Life Matters today. We did cover a lot of ground. And like I said, I'm sure we will talk to the mayor in the coming weeks. And thanks to Todd for joining us this morning and talking about, like I said, what's going to be different this time.
Yeah.
So,
well, fun show, but necessary.
Yep, absolutely. Coming up next, though, more music right here on Lake 96.1. We'll see you next week.